Mr. Kissinger for you.
Yeah.
President, sir.
Yeah, then. How'd you get along with Jerry?
I got along. I called him finally, and I said, and Rogers decided not to come after
me. Yeah. Well, particularly Rogers knows we're going to see Monday, too.
Right. That's how I put it on that basis. Well, yeah. Jerry didn't even pretend that he had done anything remotely like this.
I see.
So he started pissing on some of the technical provisions.
Oh, my.
On, you know, 50 nitpicking details, I had an assistant present who said he couldn't believe his ears.
What do you think he was doing it for? Because
well, the same as Rogers did with the Berlin thing, because
yeah.
he hadn't done it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll get it straight. And then, of course, he said you shouldn't make a public statement that you had done it because that would nail you to it. And then it would put a lot of pressure under you. But,
I see.
But that's all nonsense, Mr. President. You should make the statement. It's all arranged, and everyone will. I talked to Moore this morning, who thinks it's tremendous.
Yeah. Well, I think really the problem is that the internal jealousies and so forth, but hell, Smith is going to get
Mr. President, he didn't do anything. Secondly,
yeah.
he's running for election.
Yeah, that's right.
Thirdly, he didn't take the heat on the bombing and on everything else.
That's right.
Fourthly, he's been nothing but trouble since he got there.
Yeah, he hasn't. We've tried to get the little sniveling son of a bitch to do things, and you've had to practically kick him in the ass. I know.
I mean, you.
But
if you had done what he wanted,
yeah.
we would have caved in.
What does he want to do? Does he want to blow
he
the
wants
thing?
To leave submarines out altogether.
Leave them out?
That's right. With the result that the Soviets would have twice as many as they would get under this agreement.
Yeah. Well, what's his argument for that, anyway?
President, there's...
I thought he wanted to put them in earlier.
Well, it's like Rogers.
Yeah.
Of course, if they were left out, then he could make his agreement next week.
Oh, I see. What do you mean, leave them out? And then he'd make an...
And then just do it with ABMs.
Oh, yeah. An ABM-only agreement? Oh, no.
ABM and land-based.
Yeah. But, the point is, if we can get submarines, I thought that that's what we all agreed we wanted.
That's what the Joint Chiefs want very badly.
That's right. And we just tell it. I'd scare him with the Joint Chiefs a little.
It's not worth your worrying about it, Mr. President.
Yeah.
I can handle him.
But isn't it really predictable, though, Henry?
It shows what these sons of bitches, disloyal bastards.
That's right. He just doesn't want us to get the credit on the thing.
That's the only thing, and I think you would be really totally wrong.
Well, the Russians want us to put it out, don't they?
I have worked it out with Gromyko that you can step out there.
Yeah. All right.
And you would be totally... Why? If you don't step out there, they will leak out in Helsinki that they got a hot new Russian proposal. That would tie them in even more.
That's right. Well, anyway, we decided it, haven't we? So that's that. Okay?
Right, Mr.
All right, Henry, good luck.
Bye.